Thank you. The time is 28 minutes to 8. The former Conservative Chancellor of the Exchequer, Lord Lawson, has announced his preferred solution to the government's current troubles. It involves the Chancellor, George Osborne, the current Chancellor, stepping back from his role as a strategy mastermind for his party.
I think that it might well be sensible for him now to give up this central strategic job, which does involve chairing meetings and so on. George has, on the whole, a pretty good political antennae, political judgment, and there's nothing to stop David Cameron from saying from time to time, George, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? So his political thought is not going to be somehow excluded if he gives up this role. I do think that it might be sensible to give up the formal role and focus exclusively on his job as Chancellor of the Exchequer, which is a tremendously important job.
Lord Lawson speaking, incidentally, on the week in Westminster. The full interview is going to be at 11 o'clock this morning on Radio 4. We're joined now by Tim Montgomery, editor of Conservative Home website, and Charlie Elphick, who's a Conservative MP for Dover and Deal. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Tim Montgomery, his job, his second job, as it were, his job of advising was described there by Lord Lawson as chairing meetings and so on. Can you give us a kind of fuller picture of how much time it takes and what he actually does?
It's not entirely clear, of course, because none of us are at the meetings inside Downing Street where George Osborne performs his many roles. But two cabinet ministers over the last sort of couple of months explained to me that it's much harder for them to get a meeting with George Osborne than it actually is with the Prime Minister. George Osborne is an incredibly powerful figure in this government. Not only is he Chancellor during a full-time economic crisis, he's involved in planning the strategy for the Conservatives to win the next election. He's at the heart of the negotiations with Nick Clegg and the Liberal Democrats to keep the coalition sweet, whether it's the Scottish referendum issue or more recently Lords reform. And that is why I agree with Lord Lawson. I think George Osborne is getting an unfair press at the moment for being his Chancellor's role. I think he's going to be a good Chancellor, but he needs to be focused on it, and I don't think he quite is at the moment.
Charlie Elphick, just too much work.
I think what we're seeing here is we're seeing a sort of national shock at the idea that the Prime Minister and the Chancellor get on, spend time together and work together as a team. We're so used to Prime Ministers and Chancellors over the last 13 years having civil wars, briefing against each other, attacking each other, hating each other, that we are unable to cope, almost in some parts of our country, with the idea that the Chancellor works really well with the Prime Minister and across the government as a whole. I think it's working really well.
But you haven't then answered the question posed by Tim Montgomery, which is that this is a huge extra workload on a man who, after all, has a pretty demanding day job.
Well, I'm not sure that's right. And Ken Clark has said he was never divorced from political strategy when he was Chancellor, so why should George Osborne? On this, I'm with Ken Clark that this whole discussion is slightly silly.
Because he hasn't got time, that's the argument, isn't it? He's doing too much that takes his mind off and his attentions away from his job of being Chancellor.
I don't accept that. I think the key strategy for the government is to sort out the economy and lay the foundations for growth over the long term. That, broadly, it is the Chancellor's day job. So I don't really see there's that much distinction.
Tim Montgomery?
Well, Charlie's done a very good job of putting up some distracting smoke, and Charlie's great at that job. But I'm not saying that the Chancellor and the Prime Minister don't get on. They get on incredibly well, and that's why George Osborne is the right person to be Chancellor. It's absolutely important that we have a good relationship between the two. The issue is incredibly simple. George may be good, he may be brilliant, but he's not superhuman. It is simply not possible to do all of the jobs that he is currently doing well, however good relationship is with the Prime Minister. Now, most of your listeners are interested in having a very effective full-time Chancellor, but some of us Conservatives are very interested in winning the next election as well, and we want a full-time general election strategist, someone who has to do an incredibly difficult job, which is winning the first Conservative majority since 1992. And George Osborne cannot do that and be Chancellor.
Charlie Elphick?
Oh, I think you should look at it as a team. We no longer have a sort of Soviet cult of personality around a Chancellor that we used to have. We have a broad top team. Prime Minister, George Osborne, Michael Gove at Education, Ian Duncan Smith at Welfare, Oliver Letwin heading up policy, working well with the Liberal Democrats. I think we've got a lot of length and breadth across the whole government.
But why not just give him the opportunity to do his Treasury job better and give the job, Charlie Elphick, to someone else. And it's no skin off his nose. He can, as Lord Lawson was saying, still give informal advice to the Prime Minister. They can still get on, as you say they do. Nobody's arguing with that. But someone else then who's got a bit more time has got the job. I don't understand why that would be a damaging thing.
Well, I don't accept the idea that there is some kind of amazing strategy role that takes up half of George Osborne's time. I think he's focused on his job as Chancellor. He spends a lot of time with the Prime Minister, as Ken Clark sort of says today, that's what Chancellors do, and they work very closely together. What we're picking up is the fact that the Prime Minister and the Chancellor work well together, talk through all the issues of government. I think that's a really positive thing.
What, Tim Montgomery, who would your choice be?
To be the general election strategist?
Yeah.
I think it probably would be Michael Gove, because if you're going to have someone who is taking on the incredibly important job, it can't be a part-time job of how the Tories win the next election. We didn't do well at the last election. We gained just 4 percentage points against a very discredited Labour government. It has to be someone who is brilliant intellectually, someone who has the confidence of the Prime Minister, and someone who has the confidence of the parliamentary party as well. And I think Michael Gove would be my top candidate. But, you know, it's a tough choice because he's doing such a good job
and
of education.
And that would then, Charlie Elphick, send out the signal, wouldn't it, to the public, who, as Tim Montgomery said, primarily interested in the Chancellor role that George Osborne performed, would send out the message to them, we have decided that the economy is in such serious straits and we are going to concentrate on it so forcefully that we have decided to do this thing, and Michael Gove will take over the strategy job and do it perfectly well.
But we need Michael Gove to lay the foundations for the future for our children. He is doing a fantastic job sorting out our schools.
You could say that then at any cabinet.
I think it works fine as it is. I mean, as I said, what we have is we have a government which is much more of a team. People don't tend to brief against each other and throw rocks at each other. They work together. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I think it works really well from my perspective.
Charlie Elphick, Tim Montgomery, thanks both.